do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Charmaine. Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. For the past few weeks, I have been speaking on the attributes of God. Attributes meaning His qualities and characteristics. I said in a previous program that by studying the attributes of God, the right concept of who He is will be shaped, and this will influence our behavior, relationships, and perceptions of ourselves. It will also save us from idolatry, superstitions, and perversions. I end this series by introducing Him as Creator. Creator of everything, creator of the heavens and the earth and all that they contain, the greatest architect. His architectural design of the earth, the things in the earth, and the host of the planetary bodies are all beautiful. And these things were created from His mind. These are things that He had in His thoughts before they were created. No human mind can create these things, and certainly the Big Bang, as many believe, didn't. I cannot understand how anyone can make an image, and that is for those who bow down before idols, how they make these images with their own hands and bow down before it in worship. I'm saying, you made it. You are the one who has to move it. You are the one who has to clean it. It cannot walk, it cannot talk or hear. Neither is it touched with the feelings of your infirmities as our Savior is. But yet, you are bowing down to it. It should bow down to you since you made it. You who are involved in this practice, may you come to know that there is only one God, the Creator of the heavens and earth, and He does not want us to worship His creation, but to worship God alone. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 10 declares, "And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands." Even our own lives He has created. This being of whom I speak is the Maker, the Creator, an architect behind everything that has been created in the heavens and in the earth. Have you ever considered that this earth and other planetary bodies are suspended in open space and nothing is visibly holding them up? Have you? The water is not running off. The Word that created all this is the same Word that preserves it, as seen in 2 Peter chapters 3, 5, and 7 verses. "For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water. But the heavens and the earth are now preserved by the same word." Yes, the same word that spoke all creation into being. He is the creator of the universe. We should thank and praise Him always for all things at all times. This is the true God. He is our creator, redeemer, and possessor of the heavens and earth. This is the one from whom and of whom I speak. I declare Him to you. Some scripture verses you can read on your own are Genesis chapter 1, verses 1, 26 and 27. Also Psalm 100, verses 3. I am looking forward to next Sunday. Thank you for listening.
Says, with
Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.